This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On a good day for a good morning. How are we all doing?
Basketball. Better now that we're listening to Rihanna, Dougie.
Yeah. Basketball in the news. We'll get to some of the basketball stories. March Madness is upon us. And meanwhile, the story of 37 people being killed, more than 100 injured in a car bomb attack in Ankara, Turkey. Nobody seems to have claimed responsibility. U.S. Embassy on Friday warned of terrorist attack chatter. Officials paid no attention to it. Now they say it might have been Kurdish separatists. So for those of you who don't really know what that means, you know who the Kurds are and the Sikhs and the Shiites and all the people that are in these various sects, S-E-C-T-S, of the Muslim religion. For a long, long time, Turkish Kurds have been fighting to be more independent. They don't want to be part of the regular. This is, in this part of the world, the ethnicities, the religions rule. You've noticed how in Iran, the influence of religion has been shunned by the people, especially in the recent election. They want the church and state separated, like supposedly we have it here. I'm not convinced that we do have it here, but at any rate, it's a mild example of the violation of church and state, what we have here versus what goes on in these countries that are Muslim. The Kurdish group in Syria, and these areas, you remember, Turkey is next to Syria. All the upset that's going on in Syria is now flowing over into Turkey. So the protests, it's hard to know who these players are. Are Daesh Kurdish? Well,
Turkey is very strange, just by itself. Because,
beautiful, but strange.
Well, they are an ally of the West. They are part of the UN, but their government is really heavily run by pretty extreme Islamic groups that believe in Sharia law. So you have a lot of going back and forth between. It's really probably the most unique country that belongs to the UN that allies the West because of all the pressure, and it's turning more extremist by the day.
Right. Because of the influence of Daesh and these other
Well, and they have someone who's openly on their government council who is an advocate for ISIS and that
uproar.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, right. For disturbing the peace, as it were. Also, down yesterday, Turkey wasn't the only place where there were attacks. Yesterday, there was a shootout on the Ivory Coast hotels there. 16 people were unfortunate enough to be staying there. Al-Qaeda says they went in and shot the place up looking for attention because they haven't gotten any for quite a long time. So here's the way they get attention. Let's just pick a random hotel, go in and shoot it up and see if people pay attention. That's the kind of stuff that you're dealing with when it comes to these people and what is what and who's who. Now, there are people who are saying that the Donald Trump rally that was supposed to be held in Chicago was the work of any number of bad groups, whether it's, in fact, the bad guys from outside the country or bad guys from inside the country. It has started a conversation as to whether or not Trump scares all these radical groups, Daesh and Al-Qaeda. Do you think Trump, he scares these people? People used to say that about Ronald Reagan, and there was some teeth to it. What do you think now?
Whether he scares ISIS or terror groups, I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, what are you going to say? Everything would be speculation. I would speculate that he does. I mean, I would speculate any change to the current president would be something that they would be concerned about.
Meanwhile, Trump said there was one of his supporters was charged with punching a protester Trump saying he would pay his legal fees.
He didn't say that.
He didn't say that. See, that's the problem. The media is misrepresenting everything that
Trump said. Todd sat there and would not let the question go. Will you pay his legal fees? Will you pay his legal fees? And Trump is like, listen, I haven't looked into what happened yet.
Chuck Todd is the press.
Yeah.
But it's dangerous. He's just the tip of the iceberg. I was watching all weekend the media implode, and I really feel like if you don't like Donald Trump, you can thank him for exposing what a joke the media is.
The news media is a joke, yes.
All Chuck Todd wanted to do yesterday on Meet the Press was to get Donald Trump to say, I would pay the legal bills. And basically Trump said at the end, I have my people looking into it. Yeah. So he said, if I find that my people are being attacked and they defend themselves, then yes, I would be open to paying their... That's basically what he said.
Yeah. All right. There's a story in the New York Times over the weekend that says Daesh fighters push birth control on women they hold as slaves.
Well, yeah, because they can't rape them if they're pregnant. That's the bottom line.
Right.
It's gross.
Ugh, it is gross. Why are these people? They're worse than dogs. Where do these people come from?
Yeah, you know, we talk about this before, how my mind is blown. And it's got to be every woman out there listening right now.
Yeah.
Your mind has to be blown. You know, you're driving your kids to school. You're able to go and vote. You have so many freedoms, yet there are these handful of women who think that this is some extraordinary way of life and they're going to make a difference. And they get recruited from here to go there.
Yeah.
So crazy.
It is crazy. All right, 13 after the hour, Doug Steffens. Good Day program. Speaking of crazy, Richie did the research and he found out that we were all born with over 100,000 hair follicles.
Oh, thank you, Richie.
Some people have 150 hairs on their head. If you're a redhead, it's only 90,000. So what happened? Why? God doesn't like redheads? What's the problem with that?
Well, you
brown
need
hair.
That because you have bright hair. Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. 5 million hair follicles on your body. Now, we're not suggesting that if you lose the hair follicles on the rest of your body, you're going to use the product called Provia. But if you haven't got the hair on your head and you want to get it back again, Provia is the way to go about it. Thinning hair, if you use Provia, and if you're going to get involved using the Doug Steffen method of calling 800-525-8319 and ordering it, because you'll get your hair back or your money back using this product, you get not only the regular, but the super concentrate, which gives you faster results, cleanses the pores, gets all the gluck out of the pores, so the follicles of the hair that are under your scalp can grow back again. It makes great sense if you understand how your body works and how this product works. So enrich the health of your hair. Enrich it. There is a lot going here. As a matter of fact, there's a volumizer. The stuff that's going on to create the atmosphere where your follicles can grow back through your scalp is one thing. But if you have a lot of hair that's going goodbye, kiss it goodbye, bye, and there's not much left, you want to make it look like there's more there than there is, then you'll like Provia as well because it has a volumizer, like a lot of these rinses do. A lot of the shampoos are volumizers. So please, if you have this challenge, enrich your hair. Enrich your scalp. Make yourself look better and you'll feel better about yourself. Call 800-525-8319. You'll have a look and feel like the hair is really... 3 or 4 months. I think it takes 3 or 4 months for the hair to actually start growing the follicles. You'll feel the fuzz. So keep using it 3 or 4 months. You don't feel the fuzz? Tell me you want your money back. It's that simple. You get a 3-month supply when you call 800-525-8319. That is Provia. Use it 1 week out of a month, I think is what they suggest. And then watch the results. Lovely. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details. We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King.
Right now, get two.
Participation vary.
Two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches at Burger King for $4. Restrictions apply. All right, 18 after the hour. You have probably heard that overuse of our gadgets, smartphones, tablets, computers, can negatively affect your health. According to a research paper that we have profiled at DougStephan.com today, nearly two-thirds of you own smartphones, up from about one-third in 2011. I got mine. Don't use it, but I got one. Mm-hmm. All right, so they're saying that people, even when they go to bed, they put this thing on their nightstand. I know somebody very close to me who does that.
You know, two somebody's, because I just think
that. Yeah, three.
Yeah. This trend is more dangerous than we have thought. According to Dr. Dan Siegel, clinical professor of psychiatry at UCLA, the screens on our gadgets expose the eyes to a stream of photons that tell the brain to stay awake. So you go to bed, you check your emails, you leave that thing by your bed, you're telling your brain not to secrete melatonin, which is the way people go to sleep. Now, that's interesting because we use it to have meditations play, and that's what helps us to go to sleep. And so if you put it, I wonder which is more powerful here. I'm thinking they go to sleep pretty easily. Dr. Siegel says don't do it. Because it doesn't let your brain use its cleanup time when it flushes away toxins that collect during the day. If you don't have at least 7 hours of sleep, the toxins remain there, causing problems later on. Isn't that interesting?
How far away does he think we should keep it?
He doesn't say. Well, he says, he says you should shut it off.
Okay.
You should shut it off. Just shut it off.
All right.
Shut it off. It causes inattention. Your ability to focus is limited. Memory impairment, lower ability to problem solve, toxic effects on brain cells in general. Check the story out at DougStephan.com. Here are some things that are as dangerous as texting while you drive, Jennifer. Reading or writing, using a touchscreen or a GPS, driving while angry, interacting with other passengers in the car. 21 after the hour.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a treat. Here's Billy Joel with Brian Johnson of AC/DC at a Billy Joel concert. Billy Joel looks on the audience, sees Brian Johnson out there, says, come on up, let's play together. You shook me all night long. So the reason this is a focus of our attention today is because the aforementioned Brian Johnson has been told by his doctors to stop performing or risk the loss of his hearing completely. So the band has been forced to cancel the next 10 days of their Rock or Bust tour. Fans are hoping for good news on the health front from Johnson, but the folks at UltimateClassicRock.com had some fun coming up with possible replacement singers. Let's see here. How about Bruce Springsteen? In AC/DC's Australia, Native Australia, a couple of years ago, he played Highway to Hell. What do you think, Richie?
I would love to see Bruce do an AC/DC song. That would be a lot of fun.
So,
not quite the heavy metal type. I don't know that he fits the bill.
Here's one you'll probably like, Richie. From a VH1's Diva concert back in 2002.
AC/DC.
Celine Dion belts out You Shook Me All Night Long. Anastasia. Celine Dion, Richie.
I will have to say, I watched the video of her doing this.
Yeah.
She kind of rocks it.
Yeah.
It's shocking.
Right, let's see who else could replace Brian Johnson. Here's Dave Grohl, the Foo Fighters.
Let there be light.
No.
There was light.
Let there be rock.
Let there be sound.
Yeah.
There was sound.
Grohl to death.
Let there be drums. would drown.
What about the guitar, dude?
Let the big guitar.
Yeah. Let the guitar.
Wow! Let the big guitar.
I would say Dave Grohl would be my my best pick.
All right. And then there's somebody on YouTube. This is a mashup. David Lee Roth with AC/DC to see what that would sound.
This is so awesome.
Oh, yes.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
So that's Dave.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Talk about disrupting your radio.
Yeah.
And that's Brian Johnson's.
How about this part? Vanilla music, Richie. Do the millennials like this? What do you think, Jen Jen?
I think so.
Yeah.
There's a, it's a big thing now for 15-year-old kids to wear less stuff than a
DJ. Well, because there's no good music around now being developed. They go back to the music of the 80s and 90s.
No, they do. They just realize that the music of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and even the late 60s has some cool stuff, too.
The 70s, 80s, 90s, and the music of today. On Rock 104.7, hiya. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where we're rocking it. You believe in that, Jennifer?
I totally
goosebumps when I do that.
Oh,
28
yeah.
Pass on Good Day.
My spine is chill.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. We're going to talk about how to keep your dog's mind stimulated. We know how to keep their body in good shape, but what about their head? First of all, exercise. Lots of exercise. If you can incorporate exercise with another activity such as playing, that's a great way to keep your dog mentally stimulated. There are now toys on the market. I call them brain teaser toys, which are interactive. It's kind of like working with the Rubik's Cube for dogs. Great idea to keep them stimulated. Dogs like to work. Even if you don't need your dog to have a job, give him a job, find something, get my shoe, fetch my slipper. Again, that will keep the dog mentally stimulated. And training, you know, I could care less whether your dog sits the first time or jumps over a hurdle, but sometimes keeping up with your dog's training really helps keep that mind stimulated. And just like with people, as we age, our mind tends to slow down a little bit, but if we read, and I'm not asking you to have your dog read, but if you keep that mind occupied, if you keep it working, he'll have a much more quality life for years to come. I'm Warren Eckstein.
How do I celebrate garage season? By filling my garage with all things Honda, the most durable, longest-lasting brand for the past 28 years. How? The Honda Dream Garage Sales Event. When? Now. Go now. Hurry in to the Honda Dream Garage Sales Event. Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2016 Odyssey at your Honda dealer.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on IHS Automotive. Bulk USVIO registrations 1987 through 2014 for Honda and competing brands. See dealer for financing details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. So stuck on bringing me down. I used to know by now that I'm not sticking around.
Let us get back to the conversation, if you please. Cebu Play. It's a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. There is no passion to be found playing life small and settling for a life that is less than the one you are completely capable of living. So said Nelson Mandela, and good words to the wise. Perhaps people who are into basketball are thinking that this weekend for several different reasons. NCAA looking into how its tournament bracket leaked onto the internet, unveiled during CBS's Selection Sunday show. My son was watching it while we were cleaning out the house. I didn't understand the ramifications here. Regrettable. It is big stuff. Joe Castiglione used to be...
He sounds like he runs a gambling ring in New Jersey.
He said, I was made aware of this. I wasn't made aware of it until just before I was walking onto the set for a live shot with CBS. Hmm. NCAA goes to great lengths to prevent the tournament field from being revealed early. He said the NCAA took its usual measures to protect against a leak. The bracket leaked about halfway through the two-hour special. So what does this all mean, Richie?
Yeah,
why
is deal,
this
Rich?
March Madness?
I mean, okay, so Vegas has the information and can start to make the odds a little earlier. It's a big deal. It's not a huge deal. The bigger deal is why Michigan didn't get seeded in the top four seeds there. Nobody can seem to understand why Oregon and Kansas and North Carolina and Virginia got the top four and Michigan got bumped out of the top four. They should have been in the top spot, at least in the top four, so nobody can figure that part out right now.
Right. All right, so our poll at DougSteffen.com today asks, if you're betting on March Madness, which if it's true to form, starts now and goes into April. I don't know why they call it March Madness. It should be over if that's the case in March. I think I said that last year. Anyway, Let's see here. What is the options?
Just get another weekend of TV.
Yeah, another TV weekend. Yeah. All right. So are you betting on March Madness? A, yes, I'm in an office pool. B, yes, I'm betting online. C, yes, I'm in a pool with some friends. D, not yet, but I'm thinking about it. E, no, I don't gamble. One of the things that is obvious here, the amount of money, the amount of time. These are college students, college athletes, and the fact that so much emphasis and so much money is wrapped around this is an obscenity. At least I think it is. But it's not as obscene as the following. This happened here in the Boston area this weekend. High school basketball game. The title game between the all-boy Catholic Memorial High School and the public Newton North High School. The community of Newton is a heavily Jewish community. The game was held at Newton South High School. 100 young men sitting in the student section cheering for Catholic Memorial, shouting, "You killed Jesus.
Oh.
You killed Jesus."
Wow. Well, that's fantastic.
So most of the chanting fans, there was back and forth here. This was a dirty, nasty, horrible episode in Boston sports, and has been all over the Boston papers, as you
can
imagine.
How old were these kids?
These are high school juniors and seniors.
These are kids that thought they were being so funny.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Well,
they're like, oh, this is creative. Look at how funny we are.
Yeah. This is the Catholic, remember now, well, we're talking about Catholic high school, which is in Lynn, Massachusetts, against and in the same league as Newton North High School. And they've been playing in the same league since I was in high school, which was how many years ago? 50 years ago. So it's wow. Been, but I've never heard this before, ever. Some of the response, facebook.com/good day. This has been posted. Probably the craziest high school chant ever, writes Dan.
So do you blame Twitter?
Well,
Social media.
Here's why, and I was thinking about this weekend with the Trump rallies, and I've been thinking about this with the bullying stories. Twitter and social media, I'm going to say social media, but I think it's really a Twitter phenomenon.
Yeah.
Is that you can hide behind a computer screen, or better yet, your cell phone screen, and you can bully people, and you can kind of cut down to the core. Don't you think that these kids have learned from social media how to really, like, become very sharp and mean with their attacks?
Well,
because of social media?
Well, for example, the situation I had over the weekend where one of my neighbors, who is a very, very nice woman, basically said, if you are a Trump follower, you're ignorant,
yeah, you're
stupid,
ignorant.
Right. And whatever. These people would never say that to your face.
No.
This is the nicest
never.
Lady.
Yeah.
And it gives social media, gives people a place to rant.
Bravado, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just, it's ugly.
Well, some of the things that are happening in the presidential campaigns are ugly as well. We have posted facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, some of the reaction to our list of the top talk topics that we put there every weekend. Margaret writes on Facebook, presidential elections, after watching the destruction of constitutional government in America for the last 8 years, I have to watch the implosion of the GOP. Daniel writes, just heard you say you'd vote for Bloomberg. Ha! I knew it. You're a socialist. Thank you, sir. That's very enlightening. And obviously, you're a genius. Martha writes, North Korea nuclear threat and battle against the Islamic State was number one with me. And Linda said the race for the presidency in 2016, some of the things we've been there are we last week were talking about, there was an, I noticed something like this over the weekend in our media focus. We were talking about the word socialist and what it means And is Bernie Sanders a socialist? Or, you know, in this circumstance, I'm a socialist. People will call you anything. And it's back to what Richie said a few minutes ago. You can hide behind. You can say anything. I dare that guy to have a conversation with me. Call me, sir, if you're listening, 888-302-3684, and let's have a conversation.
We can get, yeah, I think we can. I mean, I think we can bully people online. It's really easy.
Yeah.
But I'm almost seeing that carry over into our culture now. That's what I was getting at with these kids that you were talking about,
yeah.
is that because it's become so acceptable and almost cool, I mean, it's just what you do now.
Cool to be a jerk.
The new norm.
Yeah.
And, you know, this level of snarkiness that didn't exist maybe in public before is now there. I don't know. I've just seen it change a lot in my lifetime.
And I would challenge everybody to this. If you wouldn't say it to somebody's face, don't put it online.
No.
Right.
Don't have the courage to do it.
If you don't have the guts to say it to somebody's face, and not even that, the courtesy to say it to somebody's face, don't type it on a keyboard.
Mm-mm. And maybe we go one step further. Is it because of social media that people are into this body shaming that we've been talking about for the past week or so? I noticed the latest involvee in this is Daisy Ridley, who says, I will not apologize for how I look. She's the young lady who played the young protagonist on Star Wars. I didn't think she was, and I'm one who sort of notices that sort of thing. I didn't think she
was. Yeah, you're called a man. It's weird.
Is that what it is? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So Instagram, somebody on Instagram accused her of setting unrealistic expectations by appearing too thin in the Star Wars movie. Then there are some other things. I can't believe the unrealistic expectations I'm setting for young girls who cast me. Anyway, that's this guy or woman, whoever it is, that's doing a meme on Daisy Ridley. I think she looks like she's lost a little weight since maybe the movie was made. But what is there with this fascination? Again, it's just criticism. It's things, it's kind of like, it reminds me of what my stepmother would say on a bad day, because she has no filters about things.
Yeah, see, I don't think the body shaming thing is that new. I just think it's gotten bigger because there's a bigger platform for it.
Well, because you're going to hide behind whatever you say.
I mean, you think about kids in grade school or like you're a crazy aunt or whatever. They've people always have commentary, not maybe necessarily on your weight, but how you look, what you wear. I mean, I don't know that that's necessarily new. I just think social media gives it a big platform.
So here's Daisy Ridley's response. On Instagram, quote, real women are all shapes and sizes, all ethnicities, all levels of brave, have families, don't have families. I'm a real woman like every other woman in the world.
That's what I think people forget, is that you have to have empathy for other people. I mean, what you say means something to people. I mean, whether it's, you know, you're skinny shaming this girl or you're, I mean, it just, it has meaning.
Yeah.
We forget that. And like you said, Rich, people calling you ignorant on social media, they don't realize what that does or what that means.
I know.
Were we talking on the air, Jennifer, about Leonardo DiCaprio going in to that salon last week? Was that conversation, did I have that with you?
I don't think that was with
that
me,
you?
And I don't know that that was on the air.
Okay, so the reason I'm looking at some celebrity news, and Leonardo DiCaprio is obviously always in the news when it comes.
Big time.
Yeah, right. Exactly. there's a story floating around. There's a woman in Los Angeles who reads what if you have a colonoscopy, she will read the stuff that comes out of your system. And
how do you get
what a
that
horrible job.
A friend of
Who
mine
gave her that
was,
job?
I don't know. A friend of mine
punishment.
Was in this office getting a reading or waiting for a reading, and Leonardo DiCaprio came out while she was waiting to go in. I find that stuff interesting. People are very, but see what would, must be people know that he's doing that and other people do that. How come that's not all of the National Enquirer? Is it too icky? Yicky? What's the word you use, Jennifer?
Icky.
Icky.
Who reads poop for a living, though? I mean, come on.
Just a little of everything out there. A little of everything. 44 past the hour. Television news up next here on Good Day.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy. So mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Want to go from dreamer to doer? Just ask Dancing with the Stars phenom Derek Hough.
From the time I was young, I learned how to break big projects into smaller tasks and visualize myself doing each part successfully. It's helped me become a professional dancer, actor, singer, Dancing with the Stars coach, and author. And this fall, I'm landing my biggest role yet, Singing in the Rain on Broadway.
Derek says he's also used the same techniques to realize his greatest travel adventures.
I started seeing myself on green fairways, being with the ocean, then plush green rainforests, spending time with incredible animals like kangaroos and koalas and rhinos in Australia, and swimming with sharks actually in Hawaii as well. No cage.
Visualization helps lots of travel dreamers become travel doers, says a Hilton Hotels and Resorts survey. Whether it's seeing yourself on a beach in Barbados or visiting vineyards in Napa. Post your travel vision at OurStageYourStore.com with the hashtag HiltonStory.
Big TV news, Jen Jen, over the weekend.
Yes, Doug Doug.
Covered in Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati. The judge that ruled the teenagers who will turn 18 before Election Day can vote in the primary.
Oh, come on.
The state had barred 17-year-olds. Is that the youngest place in the country? In California, can you vote if you're 17 in the primary?
No, you vote at 18, I think. I mean,
you're
I don't
turn
know.
18 by
you
the
can
election.
Register to vote at 17 as long as you'll be 18 at the next election.
Yeah, but these
you know,
people
the
are going to vote in the primary.
You know, we stretch so many voting rules.
All right. What else have we got? The kids, why are they? I don't like the word kid because that's about a goat. Should be the Children's Choice Awards.
Right. It's the Children's and Kids' Choice Awards. You're so weird.
Thank you.
I love you, though. They aired Saturday, and guess who got slimed? Mm-hmm, that's right. John Stamos, Fifth Harmony, and the host, Blake Shelton. And they managed to hand out a few awards,
slimed?
Too. Yeah, you know, Nickelodeon, they're famous for green slime.
Oh, really? Why did they put that on Justin Bieber a little
You know where it all started? This is. Can I take you down a rabbit hole? And
sure.
You're not going to care, but I'm just going to do it anyway.
Okay.
There was a TV show when I was growing up called You Can't Do That on Television. And if any of you remember that, will you please email me so we can commiserate? Because it was sort of a sketch comedy show for teenagers. And anytime these kids would say water, they would get water dumped on their head. And anytime they would say, I don't know, they would get green slime dumped on their head.
Oh, I remember that. Yes.
Do you remember that show?
Yeah,
maybe Brendan and Megan would remember because they're about my age.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I loved this show when I was a little kid. And now Nickelodeon has taken that green slime thing and run with it. But I can guarantee you all those people watching the slime this weekend probably can't remember where it all started. Okay. So, favorite family TV show went to The Muppets. Favorite TV show went to The Thundermans. Favorite male TV star went to Ross Lynch. Isn't that your daughter's favorite?
Oh, she loves Ross Lynch in R5.
Yeah. There you go. Favorite female TV star went to Zendaya for Casey Undercover, and favorite female TV star for a family show, Sofia Vergara, Modern Family. Favorite talent competition was The Voice. And this is kind of a weird one. Favorite cooking show for the kids? Cake Boss. Yeah, Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, and Adele also picking up awards. Chicago Law gets a new name, a new star. It's going to be called Chicago Justice. And that sounds, it sounds more serious, doesn't it, than Chicago Law?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. All right, 51 after this good day.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Who is one of the medical experts here on the Good Day program. Conventional doctor. He builds his career and expertise around evidence-based medicine. So let's see what the evidence is this week. First item of interest, Dr. Ken, the cancer death rate going down. Why would that be?
This is good news. This is out of the American Cancer Society. Overall rates of cancer and deaths from cancer in the United States continue to decline. Doug, this is due to better prevention, better screening and treatment, as well as less tobacco smoking. However, there's an increase in liver cancer deaths, and this is cause for concern. An increase in hepatitis C infections is likely a major reason for the increase.
Liver disease would be caused by what?
Well, it's the hepatitis C virus and its exposure to blood, which contains the hepatitis C virus. And there's a long list of this. This is people at risk for this are those who have ever injected or inhaled illicit drugs, have AIDS, receiving piercing or tattoo in an unclean environment, using unsterile equipment. If you ever received a blood transfusion or organ transplant before 1992, those were the days when we were unable to screen for this. Receiving clotting factor concentrates before 1987, receiving hemodialysis treatment for a long period of time, or born to a woman with hepatitis C infection, or ever in prison, or were born between 1945 and 1965, the age group with the highest incidence of hepatitis C infection. Those are the risk factors.
Wow. All right, speaking of another risky ailment, diabetes, and how it affects women interesting here is that compared to men, right?
Exactly. Important practical information for any women on insulin out of the European Breast Cancer Conference this week in Amsterdam. Doug, women with diabetes who take insulin appear to have a higher risk of dense breasts, and this is a known risk factor for breast cancer. Women on insulin, they should ask their doctor about whether they need extra screening with mammograms and other tests.
Hi, the neurological connection to the Zika virus. This is getting more attention, and maybe in this case justifiably so.
Well, this is the storm, but also the calm. Out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week, the list of neurological disorders, Doug, potentially associated with the Zika virus, just continues to grow, with a report this week of an 81-year-old man developing meningoencephalitis. This is an infection and swelling of the brain. Fortunately, he recovered after 38 days of support in the hospital. Zika is most dangerous to a pregnant woman and her fetus. Only Unfortunately, one out of every five people infected with Zika show any symptoms, and even those who fall ill usually do not suffer severe symptoms.
How about this female tennis player who was using meldonium? When I looked into it, it looked like it was Super Beats, in a sense.
Well, not quite, but in a sense, British Journal of Sports Medicine this week, many elite athletes were taking meldonium, the drug that had led to her suspension. Before it was banned earlier this year, meldonium is reported to be used by athletes to potentially enhance personal performance and shorten the recovery period after physical activity. Meldonium is prescribed in a number of Eastern European countries, Doug, to protect the heart and keep blood flowing through the arteries. It helps the heart use glucose more efficiently, but it is not FDA approved for use in America.
All right, so let's talk about Super Beats. I made that reference. It opens up your arteries, gets blood to important areas, all areas of the body. You swear by it. You tell your clients about it, give it to your patients. So, I mean, I'm not going to make a discussion out of this necessarily, but when I heard the story about meldonium, I just said out loud, why the heck don't they take Super Beats?
Well, exactly. Well, they do take beet juice, and beet juice does help get the blood flowing better. It does help, and it's not considered something that's banned. It can be used before athletics, and many Olympic athletes do use it. In 1988, nitric oxide, it was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, Doug, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance, but it needs to be continuously made, this nitric oxide. You have to get the products, and most people don't have enough in their body.
All right. Get this Super Beat product very easily. 800-655-4183. Super Beats. Better blood pressure. Everything's better about your life and your body. 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.